Good morning, listeners. Today we have a special guest joining us, Jocelyn. Jocelyn has recently interviewed an Arctic researcher, Katie Flurko, a PhD student at the University of British Columbia. She is here today to talk about Katie's experience with Arctic research focusing on seals. Welcome, Jocelyn.
Hello, Elena. Thank you for bringing me out to your podcast. I can't wait to delve in.
Can you introduce yourself a bit for our listeners?
Of course. Growing up, I was always interested in the Arctic, and through some luck, I was able to have the chance to interview Katie Flurko and learn more about this region. A dream come true.
The Arctic? Isn't it just a cold, barren wasteland up there?
Actually, no. The Arctic is filled with animals like seals, which Katie has been studying. She's been going up there and counting them to see how their populations have been changing.
Sounds cold. Can you tell me more about her field study in the Arctic?
Well, firstly, close your eyes and imagine you're surrounded by endless white snow with winds that are constantly howling and bringing a chill down your spine. You place your hand out in front of you. You can't see it from the thick fog. Now also imagine this is your office for the next 2 weeks straight.
Oh, wow. But to be honest, that doesn't sound very enticing. So why would anyone in their right mind go up there?
A lot of important work is being done in the Arctic. It's the fastest changing region of our world due to climate change. Scientists are interested in how Arctic animals are affected. Katie, for example, was set to discover how harbor seals are dealing with the melting ice.
So where exactly should she go to find these seals?
Well, specifically, a place called Churchill River Estuary at the south end of the Hudson Bay. It's technically in the subarctic, just below the real Arctic.
And what did Katie say was the biggest difficulty with her work in this area?
Katie said weather conditions was by far the biggest challenge to overcome. Since she was working in the subarctic, challenges range from fog you couldn't see through, to heat waves, to intense blizzards. She also said it was frustrating sitting inside waiting for the horrible weather to pass by and not being able to go out there and see what the seals are doing.
Wow, extreme conditions. But heat waves in the Arctic? How's that possible?
The thing that's weird about the Arctic, because the sun doesn't go down at night during summer, but it's always night during winter. But focusing again on the heat waves, they can be present on days with very clear skies when the sun is at the perfect angle. On top of that, sunlight gets reflected off all the snow. This definitely requires some sunscreen.
Would have never have thought I'd need sunscreen up there. So how do researchers deal with all these challenges and manage to still get good study results?
Well, the thing about Arctic research that is different from other kinds of research is that researchers only go up there for a few weeks at a time during the year, whereas scientists can spend many months conducting studies in other parts of the world. Katie said that time is definitely a limitation she had to consider. She couldn't monitor the seals for a long time at a time, even if she really wanted to.
Where did Katie stay for the 2 weeks that she was up there? Not igloos, I suppose.
Thanks to modern day advances, we have built multiple facilities at different areas in the subarctic that provide scientists with the resources from boats and instruments that they need to do some amazing work. Katie stayed at one of these facilities at the Churchill River Estuary.
So no one else goes up there besides scientists?
No, actually, whole communities live in different parts of the subarctic and the Arctic. Katie's study even used Inuit harvest data to see what kinds of seals they were capturing.
Wow, really? Sounds like some tough work. Would you ever go up there?
It's challenging for sure, but it didn't stop Katie from going back years later as she continues to study Arctic species, namely polar bears. But personally, it's a little too cold for me and expensive to say the least.
Oh, expensive? How so?
I couldn't tell you the exact price, but Katie told me that her study in particular had to be funded by multiple organizations, both government and private. That's why funding is so important for Arctic research. Facilities and equipment are costly, but there's still so much left to explore up there. Katie's study is only a small puzzle piece of the whole Arctic.
Very interesting. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Jocelyn, for sharing your insight on Arctic field research. Certainly, many viewers and I have cleared some misconceptions we've had on the Arctic. I also hope you listeners learned something new today as well.